his comments about Leia more. No, first, another Polish family guy, right?
I thought it was
playing that role.
Polish family, we had coming sisters and brothers. We
Polish family.
Your mother is Polish.
My grandfather was a Polish. My grandfather, my mother's father was Jakub Szolem Kolosz. Jakub Szolem Kolosz's father was Chaim Kolosz. Jakub Szolem Kolosz's wife was Malka Hesse Swirsky. So in other words, I'm a descendant of
your grandmother was Swirsky.
My grandmother was a Swirsky, Malka Hesse Swirsky. My sister Mona is named after my grandmother. I am named after my grandfather, Jakub Szolem. That's my Hebrew name, is Jakub Szolem.
Did you give it to him?
No, I have to do it off the top of
it. So you never mentioned your grandfather?
On my mother's side, I never met them.
Okay,
so
don't
make crumbs, please. Use the plate. Okay. So, on my mother's side, blue is the data.
Blue is red.
Not a meat. You just had something, didn't you just have both of it?
No.
Okay, the
bananas. No, that's a girl.
So, Jakub Szolem, my grandfather, passed away in 1914. He's buried in Charismatic Cemetery in Winnipeg. So he must have come here 1 or 2 years before then, after his wife, Malka Pessa, must have passed away in Europe because she's not buried here. Okay, that's all I can tell you about that. Now, Jakub Szolem Kolosz had, the oldest was a daughter, was Chaya. And after Chaya was Fanny, and after Fanny, I think, was my Uncle Chaim, and then my Uncle Isaac, and then there was a Beryl, who died over in Europe, and he was killed at a strike, a workers' strike. And he told you, too. And there was my, after Isaac, Earl, then there was Uncle Simon, and there was my mother, and Uncle Lou, Laser. And that is the full family. Now the oldest one, Kaya, married a fellow by the name of Templeman, and they settled in Portland, Oregon. And he must have died before 1920, and she died in the early 20s because my mother went down to look after her with Mona when Mona was a baby. She died of cancer in around 1921 or 22. She had two sons. One was Wolf, and the other one was Gordon. Gordon died as a young man. He went up to Alaska, and he was searching for gold. And he was coming back from Alaska and on a big steamer, and it sunk, and hundreds of people drowned.
And this was who's son?
This was Chaya Templeman.
Chaya Templeman, and Chaya was your mother's sister,
older sister. Now, her other son, Wolf, lived in Portland, and he was divorced from his first wife, and then later married his first cousin, and that was Sophie Kolosz, Chaim's daughter. We'll go into that later. And they adopted Henry Templeman, who was a survivor from the Holocaust, and they adopted him in the early 1950s. Now, that is about Kaya. Now, my Uncle Chaim lived in Winnipeg, and Uncle Chaim had three children. The oldest was Sophie, And the next one was Bill. And the next one was Shirley. Those three. Now, Sophie never married, but later in life, she married her cousin Wolf in Portland and settled in Portland and adopted this Henry Templeman, who I told you was a survivor.
So your two first cousins met here?
Right.
Was he anywhere again?
I just told you. It's all of, if this is being taped, you got it there. So why do you, then, the second child of Chaim and Debbie Kolish was Bill Kolish, who is still living. He just had his 90th birthday, and he married a woman called Bessie. It was a Bessie Chodaker. And they have one son, Lewis, who's a librarian in Garden City. And their youngest child of Chaim and Debbie Kolish was Shirley, and she married a fellow named Vic Walker, who was a very nice guy. He died about, probably 10 years ago now.
Was that the guy with the boat?
Pardon?
Was that the boat, or was that somebody
else? That's his son.
That's his son.
Okay. Now, Shirley and Vic Walker had two children, Reba and Jack. And Reba, two years ago. Reba married, I'm trying to think of, yes, I know it's Hiller, but what's his first name? Ellie Hiller, who came from Israel, and she met him in Israel. And Reba has, I believe, two daughters. And one of them is a musician. One of them plays in the band. One of the daughters. And Jack Walker, he married Blake and married a girl. I just examined her father. Can't think of his name. He's also a survivor. And they had five boys.
And Jack was a boat.
Yeah. And Jack.
He married, how old was he when he
was? Well, I think Jack had to be over 40 when he got married.
Really?
Yeah. And he died quite young. He
had five kids.
Cancer. Yeah. He had cancer. And he really horrible death. I mean, he was emaciated. He really lost a lot of weight. And then, so that's Chaim's family. Now, my Uncle Isaac Reba.
You're going from the oldest of your four.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay, well, I'm trying to give it to you in a sort of a chronological order.
Right.
Okay. Then the next one, I think, would have been my Auntie Fanny. And she married a fellow by the name of Isaac Sherman. And she settled from Winnipeg. She had moved to Flint, Michigan, and settled in Flint, Michigan. Okay. She was tough. She ran the family there. Her this Auntie Fanny. She was a tough bird. And she had three children. They're all gone. They were, the oldest was Barney, who just died a few years ago in his 90s, he was about 95. And he had no children. He was married to a woman called Min. And she had two daughters. One of them was called Julie, who you saw. She used to come to visit her once a lot. And Julie married a man named Sam Goldstein. And the Goldsteins, Julie and Sam Goldstein, had two children. One is Rena, who lives in Florida, and the other one is Sheldon, who lives in California, who we have kept up a relationship. We see them all the time. We see Rena's husband died just a few years ago. His name was Andy Friedman, and he died. He was a diplomatist like me, and he had retired, and he lived in Pompano, Florida. And Rena still stays there in Pompano, but they used to live in Michigan. Now, Sheldon, her brother, married a very nice woman, Thelma, who we have seen a few times. Except we had our cousins reunion in Vegas. And they have three children, I believe. I don't know their children, but they live in Los Angeles. Okay. Now, the other daughter of Fanny and Isaac Sherman was Sheila. And she was married to a fellow named Johnny Sachs. He was a nice guy. As a kid, I remember the Johnny Sachs. He used to take me around with him when we visited Flint. And he was a very jovial fellow, very nice. And they had two daughters. One is called Mona, who we just saw recently when we had a cousin reunion in Vegas. And her sister, Alberta, who was married to a fellow named, I can't think of his first name, but his last name was Prager. And with Marvin Prager. And he just died. He was a lawyer in L.A. And Mona She was in L.A. So the Sachs girls, the granddaughters of Fanny and Isaac Sherman, live in Los Angeles. So now I've given you... I just gave you... Three people.
Now, the oldest three.
The oldest three. The next one will be Isaac Horsch.
How many Horsches?
I've got to give you Isaac, Simon, Lou, and my mother.
Continue with Isaac.
Now, the thing is, so we have Shermans
for my own family.
That's right.
More.
Introduce it first.
I'm so hot.
As Woody, reporter, what name is it?
Pardon?
No, it's sitting here. My name is Adia, your secretary, what? From the special magazine, the Tea Press?
The Genealogy magazine.
Okay.
And now from the Genealogy magazine of Toronto, our new reporter on the scene. Via Yosefa, over to you, Via.
What do you remember when you were 7 years old?
What do I remember when I was 7 years old?
When I was 7 years old, the year was 1932. And I think that's the year that my Zeta passed away, my dad's father. So, I remember he was sick. I remember him that year on Victoria Day, Firecracker Day. I remember him with sparklers. And he had, I remember it was dark outside, it was nighttime, and he had a beard, and I remember seeing the beard behind the sparklers. That's what I remember when I was 7 years old.
Which dad are you talking about? Which day?
I told you, my dad's father.
What was your favorite holiday?
My favorite holiday? When I was 7?
When I was seven.
My favorite holiday when I was 7? I guess it was Hanukkah. Because in Hanukkah, we had a special thing. Hanukkah went for 7 days, or 8 days, and every day we got a present.
Really?
Yeah.
How come you didn't do that without them?
Well,
we did.
When you were very little, we did.
Yeah.
What was your favorite toy when you were 7 years old?
My favorite toy when I was 7? Oh, I can't remember. I really can't remember. I don't know. I don't want to make up something I can't do.
What were things that you used to do when you were 7?
Well, when I was 7, I know I had a dog. And a police dog. It was Rex.
Name?
Rex was his name.
Rex.
My dad always loved dogs. Yeah.
Police dog.
Yeah.
My dad
always liked dogs.
I didn't know that.
Oh yeah.
What was Winnipeg like?
Winnipeg was a great city. It was a beautiful city. It's still a beautiful city. I like Winnipeg. And I lived on, when I was 7 years old, I lived on Anderson Avenue. And my next door neighbor was Tuzi Davinsky. My next door neighbor was Tuzi Davinsky, who is now retired, but he was a professor of mathematics at the University of British Columbia. And he was married to Kim Campbell, who was the ex-Prime Minister of Canada.
That's an interesting thing.
Yeah. Okay, next question, please. Reporter.
Tell us a story about school when you were 7 years old.
When I was 7 years old, I went to the... When I was 7 years old, I would have been going to the Jewish Folk School, which was on the corner of St. John's and Charles. And we had classes in Yiddish and in English and a little bit of Hebrew. Hebrew was given just a little bit. It was mainly Yiddish and English. But we did have Hebrew. Whereas the Parrot School, which was the largest school, didn't have any Hebrew at all. And Folk School was founded because they started to teach Hebrew. Next question.
How do you think happened when you were 7?
your parents when you're 7 years.
What do you want to know about my parents?
Yeah.
What about them?
What do you remember about your parents?
Well, it's hard to remember when I was 7.
But
yes, exactly 7. But you know, my mother was a very beautiful, sweet, fine lady, and she was a good mother. She was very good to me. I know she always used to make my two favorite suppers were veal chops with veal chops with vegetarian beans. Or concussion with peas.
What's concussion?
Like hamburgers. Okay.
But do you remember about...
That was my mother. And my dad was always, he was a good friend. My dad used to play soccer with me. We used to play a lot of football. But my father used to take me to all the baseball and football games that were played by the YMHA. Okay, next question.
What do you remember about your father's days?
Well, I don't remember anything about any of my babas because none of them were alive. And the only grandparent I had was my dad's father, who I told you before died in 1932, and he used to pick me up at Coke Show every day. And he used to wait for me, and when school was out, he would walk me home from school every day.
And you had one Zeta.
One Zeta is all I know. My mother's father died in 1914 before my mother was even married to my dad.
And that's how you got your name, right?
That's who I'm named after, my mother's father, Yaakov Shalom. And my sister is named after my mother's grandmother. My mother's mother, I should say. My mother's mother was Malka Pesach. That's Monism in Hebrew.
What did you used to do with
your
sister?
Well, my sister and I are very close now. But as I recall, when I was small, I must have been a real brat. I used to tease her a lot. I remember she used to get mad because my mother wouldn't let her go out to certain parties and things like that, and she used to always say she was going to leave home, and I would always run and get a suitcase and say, "Here,
brother, you should do the same thing." Raymond did the same thing for me. Whenever I was going to leave home, he would go get my suitcase, and I was madder at him than I was at anybody else. My brother always
same thing, right? Okay, what else?
Did you ever have to stay at the school?
I think so. not when I was 7 years old, but later when I was in junior high, I remember a number of times I had to stay after school. I once got the strap.
After what happened?
Daddy.
After the
day,
what
was the teacher of the story?
Well, getting this, it was a terrible teacher in grade 8, Miss Corbett. And I forget the reason why. I don't know why she gave me, I can't really remember why she gave me the strap, but I know she had it in for me. It started with...
You have trouble
with that. No, we have to write a composition. I remember we had to write a composition on... how did it go? Somehow or other, I read a joke in the Reader's Digest, and I put this into my composition, and she got very excited about it. And the joke was a play on words. It said, it wasn't school that I objected to, it was the principle of the thing. So when she read that, she took that as I was saying something wrong against the principal. So she marched me to the principal's office, and he had no other recourse because she had said this was a bad thing, but he gave me a strap on each hand.
With it,
yeah.
Our whole class in grade 4, because of one kid, at least us, that made everybody in big trouble.
Yeah.
So the guy said he's going to give everybody a strap. Well, I was scared out of my wits. So they passed around rosin.
Yeah.
And we were violinists, you sure? Can understand it. But everybody got their hands with rosin, this was in grade 4. And we were like trampling.
Sure.
And they were all scared because of this one kid.
I remember his name was Fran Pickle, I think, Fran Pickle. And he said to Fran, we all got into trouble, but at the end, the guy said, he was not going to, the girls could get away with it, the girls didn't have to get the strap, but all the boys had straps, and they had their hands all with bras, and, so they, and they all came up and didn't hurt.
Now, did it hurt?
The girls didn't get it.
The girls didn't get it, I see. That's the only time I got the strap, too. Any other questions? Oh, all done. That's pretty good. Okay, are we going to sign off now? Bobby Lane? What about Bobby Lane?
Anything to Bobby Lane?
Same questions to Bobby Lane?
I don't remember from
when I was younger.
Yeah, you can sit here and see Bobby Lane. We're going to come back to
it.
Okay.
So don't go away.
No, I'll
back.
Come back. I'll come back. I'll come back.
Tell us about the pigtails. It was about your mother.
I remember when I was 7 or 8.
Was the pigtail story? Was that you or was that your mother?
Pigtail story was me. My mother used to send me to school.
But she
pigtails.
Also had the same story, didn't she? Something like that.
No, no, that was some better grader.
Okay, what's the pigtail story?
The pigtail story was when I was the book. My mother always put my hair in braids, two big braids. And then she parted it in the middle and pulled it down over the over my eyebrows, and it looked horrible, and I hated it. So I used to go to the corner, I'd leave the house. When I get to the corner, I would pull out the braids like this and leave them all wavy and hubby. You know how braids get? They're like all kinky and wavy. It looked terrible, and I would go to school like that. And my brother used to see me doing that when he was going to school, and he was 5 years older than me. And he said, I'm telling. And I said, if you tell on me, I'll tell that you were in a fight. He used to get into fights all the time with the kids on the street. And I said I was going to tell about him, the fight he got into the night before. So we both had something on each other, so he didn't tell on me with the braids, and I didn't tell on him. And that's what happened. Then finally I stopped wearing braids.
But what about the story about somebody thinking the braids were important?
Oh, that was at school. It was me.
That was you.
One of the kids that sat behind me took my braids and put it in ink. He took one of my braids and put it in ink. When I turned around, the ink went all over the place. And he got into trouble. That was such a great story.
What was your favorite holiday?
My favorite holiday, I guess, was Hanukkah. Hanukkah and Christmas. Because all my friends next door had Christmas. And they all used to call me in the house to see all their presents and to see their tree. And then I would come home and I'd say, I want to get all those presents. Everybody's got them. So my mother let me hang up a stocking. But nothing ever happened. She didn't put anything in it. Just a couple of suckers. Until I realized that we have Hanukkah, and I loved Hanukkah after. We used to get 8 presents too, just like that. Beta.
What was your favorite toy?
My favorite toy was a Shirley Temple doll. I told you that story before. My favorite toy was a Shirley Temple doll, and I loved it. I didn't have a lot of dolls. And it was a beautiful, beautiful doll, and I took such good care of my dolls because I didn't have lots of them. And my mother wanted me to give it away after I'd had it for about 2 years to my little cousin Anna, whose mother had died. And my mother felt so bad about her, and Anna always loved my doll. And my mother said, you give it to Anna, and we'll get you something else. But there were no more Shirley Temple dolls because you couldn't buy them anymore. They were special. And I didn't want to give it, but my mother talked me into it and made me feel so guilty. So I gave it to my cousin Anna, who was younger than me, and I said, Anna, you take care of this doll because it's a Shirley Temple and it's my best doll. And Anna took it. And when she was older, she said, I never wanted to tell you, but after I got it home, I pulled the legs off. Hair off and pulled everything off because I just hated that doll.
So,
and I felt so bad because I loved it. That was my Shirley Temple doll.
What was Winnipeg like?
I don't remember. When I was a kid, it was fun to go skating and fun to do things in winter and, you know, nothing that exciting, but it was good.
Tell us a story about school.
About school? I can't remember anything very great about school except that I was one of the only Jewish kids in the school. There was only my brother and I and maybe another kid. And I was so proud of everything that was Jewish. And when I was in grade 4, I remember in a geography class, we had a man called Mr. McLean who was our teacher. And he said, there was a picture in our book showing a man plowing a field in Palestine, which is Israel now. It used to be called Palestine. And I was reading this, and I went up to him after school, and I said, Mr. McLean, do you know that Palestine is a country of the Jewish people? I started talking to him about the Jewish people because I was the only Jewish kid in the room. And he started telling me some things about Jewish people and saying, that's very nice, Elaine. And I kept going on and on and on. And that's what I remember, because I was like the only Jewish kid in the school. So it was different than it is for you guys, because mm-hmm. you have all Jewish kids in the school. And everybody had Christmas, and we didn't. And it was different.
Did they get to make fun of you?
No, they didn't make fun of me. I had some very good friends, some very nice friends. But there were some that used to say things that weren't very nice about Jewish people. But later, when I got older, they apologized to me because they got smarter as they got older. And they knew it wasn't nice.
What was it like when you met, like, Jewish friends?
It was very different. Because when I was about in grade 9 or 10, I started going to the Y. You know, where a lot of the Jewish kids were, and joining the Y. And I found that I had so much fun with a lot of these kids because we all told the same kind of jokes and had the same kind of families. And I was just very happy to find a lot of new friends.
Can you tell us a story about you and your brother?
Yeah, my brother. Well, he used to do different things together, but he always called me a pest because he was 5 years older. And whenever he was with his friends, I used to come running up to him all the time and ask him, can you lend me a dime or something like that? And he used to say, don't pester me. That was when we were little kids. That was our relationship. I was the big pest and he was the big hero. And as we got older, we got to be very good friends. And now we're very close.
Did we ever get in trouble in school?
No, only that story I told you. When it wasn't me, it was this kid at recess who got everybody into trouble. That was the only trouble that I remember I got into. Can't think of any other trouble in school.
How did you and Jada meet?
How did we meet? Oh, you've heard that story before, Ronnie. You've got it on tape. It's an old one. A friend of mine phoned me and said that there's a guy I know very well. He's a friend of my boyfriend. Her boyfriend was another fellow. And she said, he's a friend of my boyfriend. And he's in Winnipeg. And he's been away for a number of years because he was taking optometry in Toronto. And he really doesn't know many people here now because most of the people that he knew are either married or they've moved away. So she says, how would you like to go out with him? I said, nope, I'm not going on any dates with people I don't know. She said, come on, it'll be fun. and if you don't like him, we'll make jokes. You and I will laugh all night. I said, no way. She said, please do me a favor. I need you to come. So I said, okay, I'll do it for you. So we went out, and we had such a good time, and we laughed all night. That was Zeta and me. And we just enjoyed being together. I think we should turn this off in between whispering. All the monkeys.
So, there's actually... can you finish the call with Shirley?
There's lots of crumbs here that you have to take off, Elaine.
What?
A lot of crumbs.
Turn off the recorder. Turn off the recorder so we get some questions.
Tell us about your mother's family.
Okay. I'll continue where I left off last night when we talked. I had given you of Yaakov Sholem's children. I gave you the history of Chaya. I gave you the history of Chaim. And I also gave you the history of Fanny Sherman. And that brings us down to Isaac Kolish now. Isaac Kolish married Nechamel. Now Nechamel was also a Kolish. They were first cousins of Mary. Okay? And this was my favorite uncle. Now my uncle Isaac is really the man who brought my mother to Canada. He was the first one that got here, and he brought my mother over. Didn't he meet Dana Herb on the boat coming over? No. No, he came to Canada earlier from England. As a matter of fact, they all came from Dillman. That was where Yaakov Sholem lived. And Uncle Isaac went to England first and made some money in England, and then came back to Vilma and arranged for Nechamel to come to England, and they got married in England. And then later they came to Winnipeg. They came to Winnipeg because of the Meltzer, a distant cousin Meltzer had gone to Winnipeg first. That's why they got to Winnipeg. Anyways, Isaac and Nechamel, they had three children. Let me think now. Yeah. They had Janie, who was the eldest. Then there was Bill. No, there was four children. Janie, Hugh, Bill, and Sheila. Now, Janie was Morley Korgoth's mother. She passed away at an early age. She was only about 32 or 33 when she died. She had a baby with a kidney problem. Hugh, he was raised by his father. Yes, his father, Alan, lived in Sault Ste. Marie, and either he married or he lived with another woman who I can't recall the exact story. Days more. But we used to see him all the time. The next, Hugh, was married to a girl called Mary Yaffa. And Hugh and Mary lived in Flint, Michigan. They had no children, and they got divorced in the early 50s. And he moved back to Winnipeg at the time, and Mom and I used to spend a lot of time with him. Eventually he married another woman, a non-Jewish woman, called Thalia. And but she passed away about 10 years ago, or more than 10 years ago. at his 15 years.
He was one of the sons of Isaac.
He was Isaac's second oldest. Cain was the oldest, then was Hugh. Then the next person was Bill. And Bill was a very nice guy. And Bill had two children. One was Lonnie, who was a teacher in Transtorna, and we see him and his family all the time. And Lonnie's kids, we see them, they're a very nice family. And the other child was Maureen, who had three children with Fred Weinstein, who's a dentist in Vancouver. And unfortunately, she passed away very early. She took her life. Anyway, it's a sad story. And I'll go into that another time. But we were very much involved with marriage of John Gray and lots of problems. Anyways, and the other child of Isaac Hamakolish was Sheila. And Sheila married Murray Thompson. And they ended up in Calgary, and they had two daughters. One was Joyce, who later changed her name to Shauna. And the other one is
Lorraine.
Lorraine. And Lorraine lives in, now in San Diego. And she hasn't got a husband, I believe she's divorced, but she has a child. Am I right, Lynn?
Yeah.
Okay. And Shauna has no children, and she has since remarried after a couple of marriages. Nice fellow. He's, I think of his name now. Alan, what's his last name? Just Rock. It's something, wasn't it?
Right.
But he's a an actor. He was a director of an art gallery.
In the
May have been Isaac Kolish's, no, granddaughter's husband.
Isaac Kolish's granddaughter's
husband. Yeah. And that finishes off much of Isaac Kolish's family. Okay. And then, now the next one that I was going to tell you after Isaac Kolish was Simon Kolish. Now, Simon Kolish lives in Flint, Michigan. Simon Kolish married late in life, and he married a woman who was a widow and had a child, had two children. He married a woman, I remember her name was Left, she was a Mrs. Left, and she had two children, Harry and Rose. They have both since died. And Simon had one son, with Mrs. Left, and he was also called Manny. And he has since died, and so has his wife died. His wife's name was Laurie, and they had two children who are both living. One, the daughter lives in Flint, Michigan, and her name is Julie, and I don't know much about her. And her brother, I don't know much at all. I know that he was divorced, and I believe it was a lawyer, and became a Babbager. Okay, but I can't, I really don't know much about him.
And he thinks that we are really.
He bones about that. There's no way they're really ladies. Now, that's about Simon's family, okay? Then there's Uncle Lou's family. That's another one that stayed in Flint. There's Laser or Lou Kolish. He was married to also a fan, not Fanny, but a fan. And a fan. They were a very nice couple. That was my mother's favorite brother, actually. He was almost close to her in age. I don't know if he was a year older or a year younger than my mother. And they had Lou, Uncle Lou. They had three children. The oldest was Irwin, who his wife has passed away, but he lives in Cleveland. I was just speaking to him a couple of times last year. She was hoping to come to our cousin's convention in Cleveland. Very nice fellow. As I said, he lives in Cleveland and moved back to Flint, Michigan now. And the next oldest one in the family was also called Manny, who was also an optometrist, and he passed away a number of years ago. I met his wife in Florida 2 years ago, his ex-wife. She has since remarried. And the third one in that family was Patty, who we also met in Florida, and she's married to a dentist. And her name is Hartz, H-A-R-T-Z, Patty Arnold. Very nice couple. They live in Flint and also in Florida. So in Flint, Michigan, you had, from the Kolish family, you had Uncle Lou's family, who I just told you about. You had Auntie Fanny's family, as I told you before, and Uncle Simon's family. So there was three of the Kolish family were in Flint. And you had in Winnipeg, Uncle Chaim, Uncle Isaac, and my parents in Winnipeg. You understand? Those who survived. Now, to go into our family, you know our family, it was my mother and dad, okay, and there was two of us, Auntie Mona and myself. Okay, there's nothing that you really have to know about that and the background.
Right. And
so that really gives you the Kolish side of the family. Now, if you want to go into the Wiseman side of the family, because on the Wiseman side, I really don't know that much.
Before you go to the Wiseman, I wish that his grandparents were the mother's mother was his first grandmother,
the youngest first.
So that's what we're probably
going to do. They're Swirsky. They're called Swirskys. Some are called Swirskys, and some are called Swires. And the side for me.
Okay, so the wife and son?
On the Wiseman side, the only thing that I can tell you really a bit of a background on it is that my grandmother was a snooker. Okay? And with the one of her sisters was married to as a first kid. So as a first kid, that was my auntie Sonia. Now she was my dad's auntie and she was my great auntie.
Who you never met?
Oh no, sure, I met them. I knew them. Oh no, they lived in Fulgoni. They lived in Winnipeg.
I thought he was the only wise man.
He was the only wise man. Okay, but his auntie was living here. That's why he came to Winnipeg, because he knew he had an auntie and an uncle here.
But his auntie was a snuffle.
Was a snuffle, yeah. And she was married. He was a first kid. The Stoffer Zapersky, who was the father of Isaac Zapersky. Remember, you used to know Isaac Zapersky, who was the father of Morley, my good friend?
She was a snuffle, meaning
her maiden name.
Sister to
Mrs. Zapersky, Stoffer Zapersky's wife, Sonia, was my grandmother's sister.
Grandmother's sister.
Okay. My grandmother also had a brother here, Fievel Snuffle, who was married to Ruffle, who as kids I used to take you over to visit her. She was a widow. She had a deep voice. You guys always make fun of her voice. Remember that at all, Aunt Ruffle? That's right. She had a deep voice. Well, she was a very liberated woman. She was a smoker. She was a communist. She left to read, and she was very active in politics. She was a tough woman, I would say. Very opinionated and very had very strong opinions.
She was our lover. She was a snipper.
No, she married a snipper. Her maiden name was Toko. She was a Toko.
So what happened to the relationship?
Well,
through
marriage. When I was a kid, any big family parties, if we had a big party, if my mother threw a big family party or a simcha like a bar mitzvah like that, we'd have to invite a number of Tokos as well. because we always considered him like the snow coaster, but he was a greater part of the spot. She married Zapersky. One of my grandmother's sisters was married to Zapersky, and one of my grandmother's brother was Bible Snuffle.
And
we have an extra
grandmother. No,
that's right. My grandmother had to have passed away some in the late 20s. 1920s, because then my dad brought my grandfather over to Canada, but none of his brothers wanted to come. They were doing quite well. They were farming in Yugoslavia, and they had no desire to come to Canada. They were quite happy. They were doing very comfortable. They were doing well. After the war, my dad tried to reach them, but during the war and after the war, he couldn't find out anything, and the Russian government wouldn't let him travel there. But it was soon established that it would appear that Babi Yar, his family. And I can't tell you anymore. That's pretty well. Now, when I get back to Winnipeg, I said to you, I'll go and see if I want to get this new stone made for my neighbor. It was Poppy. I'll find out his father's name. His father was a rock.
This would have been, what's his name? Zeta Morris's.
Father Morris is Zeta. Not his father, Uncle Zeta was a rock.
Zeta, right? Which you never saw that he would be on the tombstone.
Be on the tombstone because he happened to be Clark Mendel, son of.
Right.
You're all your facts.
But if it's Rob, anyone's called Rob, right?
Yeah, that somehow or other on the tombstone, there was something that told me that. At least I know his name. I used to know it, but I can't.
So now, let's hear some stories about the people that were named after. Well,
you were named after my uncle Fievel. Bible Snuffle, and your mother's Uncle Joe. They have passed away. Both these people passed away very close to the time of your birth. Near the time of your birth. And they're both here.
Bobby is named after two people.
Your mother.
No, yes. And Auntie Nakamo. Bobby's named after my mother. And Auntie Nakamo. No, Auntie Nakamo, Uncle Isaac's my wife.
Oh, right.
Auntie Nakamo. Okay. So, he's Raphael Nakamo. Robbie's name. And Gordy is named after really my mother's favorite cousin. If you think back when I told you about my Auntie Kaya, she's a templeman in Portland. Her second son, she had two sons, one who went up to Alaska, was the same age as my mother, and drowned coming back from Alaska in a boat that
steamer.
So that's what Gordy's name.
His mother asked me if I would name Gordy.
Because there was nobody.
Because
there's nobody.
Gordy, because he was her favorite cousin, and he was a young man.
And there was nobody.
Who asked you?
My mother.
Bobby Ruffle.
There was nobody that would ever name a child after to perpetuate his name.
He died very young.
He died young, and
somebody named after him.
Nobody had any family. His brother didn't have any family or any children.
So we named Dennis, Gordy, Gabrielle, and
Julius. To refresh your memory, my Auntie Kaya, who died in the early 20s, had two children. One was Gordon, one was Wolf. Wolf was divorced, had no children. Later in life, he married his cousin, Sophie Kohler from Winnipeg, and they adopted Henry. That's who we see. And we saw Henry again last year, coming up. Popped him on.